Al-Qaeda and the dustbin of history.
What we're doing now is going to try to take advantage of this opportunity that we have to demonstrate to the Pakistani people, to the people in the area, that Al-Qaeda is something in the past. And we're hoping to bury the rest of Al-Qaeda along with bin Laden.
White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan wants the people of the Middle East to believe that Al-Qaeda is on the ropes with the death of Osama bin Laden.
Are the people buying it, or is this White House wishful thinking? Ding dong, jihad is dead. Which jihad? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The triumphant Navy SEALs and whither Al-Qaeda? The discussion this morning on Tuesday, May 3rd.
And is Al-Qaeda actually on the ropes? That remains to be seen, but President Obama wants to keep momentum going.
As a nation, there's nothing we can't do. When we put our shoulders to the wheel, when we work together, when we remember the sense of unity that defines us as Americans.
That's the president speaking at a dinner last night with congressional leaders, hoping to keep the pressure on Al-Qaeda. The CIA is poring over documents and computers that were seized during the raid on bin Laden's compound. We're also learning more details about those climactic moments during the raid. White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan says the Navy SEAL team cornered bin Laden on the third floor of his compound in Pakistan.
He was engaged, and he was killed in the process. But if we had the opportunity to take him alive, we would have done that.
U.S. officials say they matched bin Laden's DNA to samples that they took from relatives over the years.
Another question being asked is whether Pakistan was duplicitous in its alliance with the United States. This morning, Pakistan's president denies his country sheltered bin Laden. But our partner, the BBC, is reporting that Pakistani intelligence raided the compound in 2003 while looking for another Al-Qaeda leader. There's also a feeling among Afghans this morning that U.S. interests in the region could erode now that bin Laden is dead. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had this message for the Taliban, though.
You cannot wait us out. You cannot defeat us.
News of bin Laden's death stirred a sense of relief in parts of the region. Here's the sound of people celebrating in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e Sharif. And in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. U.S. officials, though, not taking any chances of an Al-Qaeda revenge strike. All U.S. embassies and consulates in Pakistan are closed until further notice.
And officials are also keeping an eye on threats here at home. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security have issued warnings about possible reprisal attacks by homegrown terrorists. But officials say they have no plans to raise the nation's terror alert level. Other news that we're following this morning, the Army Corps of Engineers has exploded a section of the Mississippi River levee trying to protect an Illinois town from rising floodwaters. About 130,000 acres of Missouri farmland was flooded as a result. And government scientists say there were 312 tornadoes during a 24-hour period in the South last week. That's more than on any other day in U.S. history.
Sony gets hacked for a second time. This time, the company says hackers may have stolen personal information from about 25 million of its online users. The U.S. Energy Department says gasoline prices now average $3.96 nationwide, up 8 cents from last week. Market watchers say it'll top $4 a gallon by the end of this week. Great news there. Asian markets are mixed. European indices down this morning, and futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,807. The S&P opens at 1,361, and the Nasdaq 2,864. More coverage around the death of Osama bin Laden throughout the morning, but as always, we're interested in your part of the conversation.
I'm glad that bin Laden is gone. I'm glad that President Obama gave the order for the Navy SEALs to go in. I was just telling my friend this yesterday. Our Navy SEALs are the best in the world, and we have that guy, and he's gone.
Some questions this morning. Who are the Navy SEALs, and particularly SEAL Team 6? And also, how much gladness over the death of bin Laden is too much? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More on what that listener just expressed in the training and expertise of the Navy SEALs.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.